Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Cameron and I'm going to give you a brief review of the IPOs on the London Stock Exchange for the week ending 26th of June 2015. Right, straight to it. Reasonably active week on the markets. We've had three IPOs, no intention to float announcements and one new Schedule 1 announcement. And for those who don't know, Schedule 1 announcements are announcements made to the London Stock Exchange as opposed to public announcements of a company's intention to join the AIM Stock Exchange. They have to be submitted to the exchange at least 10 days prior to admission and on a prescribed format and contain a lot of the same information that you'd see in a more public intention to float announcement. I suppose there are a number of reasons as to why an AIM company would not issue an intention to float announcement, a prevalent one being that a company may not want to publicise that it is coming to market in case the money cannot be raised, in which case they might have to put out a separate announcement saying that they're delaying the float to market conditions, etc. And in some cases, it can actually just be down to the way some brokers do things, in that some never release intention to float announcements on any of their deals. Anyway, the new Schedule 1 announcement was for Maple Group PLC, which is a provider of wastewater aeration systems for the use in the treatment of municipal and industrial wastewater. They're being advised by Strand Hansen and Beaufort Securities and expect to be admitted in early July. Right, now, for this week's IPOs, as I said, there have been three, all of which have been on the main market. CIC Gold Group Limited came to the market on the 23rd and was established in order to seek acquisition opportunities in the gold sector. It was being advised by VSA Capital, who tend to focus on natural resource deals, and it was a straight introduction, so no new money raised. And on admission, they had a market cap of £3.2 million. On the first day of dealings, the share price was pretty much flat, and I must also mention that it was a standard listing. Points to note as to why a company might float on the standard segment of the official list are, well, there are a number of reasons, but standard segment companies do not have to have the minimum 3-year trading record or have to have been in control of the majority of their assets for 3 years. They are not subject to the same stringent corporate governance requirements and they cannot be included in any of the FTSE indices. Right, so also on the 24th, PureTech Health PLC came to market. They describe themselves as a healthcare company with an established international advisory network and that specialise in building science and technology in the healthcare sector. They were advised by Jefferies and Peel Hunt and raised $171 million with a market cap on admission of £303 million. The IPO price was 160 pence and the shares finished the first day of trading up 9.3%. And finally on the 26th, Sophos Group PLC IPO'd. They are a global provider of cloud-enabled end-user and network security solutions, offering organisations integrated end-to-end protection against known and unknown IT security threats. A big float, so a load of advisors, including JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche, UBS, Numis, Pacific Crest and Morelis. They raised $125 million with a market cap of just over £1 billion. The IPO price was set at 225 pence and the shares finished up 7.2% on the first day of trading. If we now look at the health of the IPO market in general, in comparison to last year, we can see on AIM so far this year, there have been 18 intention to float announcements compared to 26 during the same period last year. Similarly, on the main market, ITFs are down 27 this year compared to 43 during the same period last year. In terms of IPOs on AIM so far this year, we've had 23 compared to 40 last year. On the main market, not so bad, 35 compared to 43 last year. In terms of funds raised, £445 million has been raised on AIM so far this year, which is way down on last year where there had been, at this stage, over £1.52 billion raised. Not so much of a pronounced decline on the main market, but significantly down nonetheless, where we have had £6.95 billion raised this year in comparison to £11.1 billion over the same period in 2014. During this week last year, over £2.4 billion was raised, with the majority of that coming from the AA float. And that's all, folks. All this information is collected by myself and is not official data, although I do try to reconcile the stats at the end of a month from the LSE website. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I will speak to you again next week. My name's Jamie Cameron. Take care.